Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, September 29th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, wanted is 26-year-old Nathan Daniel Brainer of Auburndale, who has a Polk County warrant for his arrest for burglary of a residence. If you know this individual or his whereabouts, please call the Polk County Sheriff's Office at 863-298-6200, and in the call, reference case number 21-38704. Once again, that's 863-298-6200 and reference case number 21-38704. Your local events in partnership with the Hardy County Ministerial Association, the Wauchula Police Department will be hosting a free barbecue for the entire community as a part of National Faith and Blue Weekend. This laid-back meet and greet would not be complete without cornhole with a cop, bounce houses, giant tic-tac-toe, face painting, and other fun games. This event is open to the public so everyone can come out and have a great time. It'll be at Main Street Heritage Park, 209 West Main Street in Wauchula on October 9th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also on October 9th, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office Posse Clay Shoot is coming up at Square One in Lake Placid. Enjoy a family-friendly event, fun for all ages, while raising money for the Posse to help fund scholarships for graduating Hardy County seniors. Registration forms can be downloaded from hardyso.com. If you have any questions, you can contact Lilibeth Castro at 863-773-0304, extension 232, or email lcastro@hardyso.com. Once again, you can contact Lilibeth Castro at 863-773-0304, extension 232, or email lcastro@hardyso.com. And this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they travel to Sebring and take on the Blue Streaks in a non-district away game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m., and if you can't make it there, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before game time right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world absolutely free at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is hiring for a part-time school crossing guard. Keeping the community safe is their passion, and they strive to be the best in public safety and are looking for like-minded men and women who take pride in protecting others and making a difference. The crossing guard's purpose is to ensure the safe movement of children at designated crossings during the hours when school children are required to cross the street. The part-time crossing guard should be available to work in the mornings and afternoons when scheduled to work a crossing. Visit www.hardyso.com to view further information and download an application. Wanzit Construction is looking for a heavy equipment operator, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 to 3 or more years of experience or training are required. Alan J. of Wauchula is looking for a service advisor, a Florida driver's license, U.S. work authorization, and 1 year of customer service experience are required. Those jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to HardyMidday, HardyMidday at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers in your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 84 degrees out, feels like 92. No predicted chance of rain. Mostly sunny. The shade temperature is 83. Maximum UV index is 6 high. Winds northeast to 6 miles per hour with gust up to 8 miles per hour. The humidity is humid 50%. Air quality is fair. The dew point 64. Cloud cover is 26%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000. Feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs around 90, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Thursday night, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s, northeast winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A new report says more than 1 in every 10 U.S. households experienced food insecurity in 2020. That means they had trouble providing sufficient food for family members due to a lack of resources. According to the USDA's Economic Research Service, food insecurity is increasing in homes with children, particularly in households in which a homeowner or renter is unemployed. China's wheat imports hit the highest level in more than two decades and is currently accounting for 19% of global wheat consumption. According to China's customs data, the U.S. supplied 3 million metric tons of wheat imports during the last marketing year, a 28% share. AgWeb.com reports this year's surge can be attributed to China's strong demand for wheat use in animal feed and efforts to meet its Phase 1 trade agreement commitments. The World Organization for Animal Health has confirmed finding African swine fever in Haiti, which borders the Dominican Republic, where the virus was recently discovered. Haiti is conducting surveillance for the diseased pigs and imposed a quarantine to control the outbreak. The USDA found the disease last week through testing at the Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab in New York. Meanwhile, USDA has suspended interstate movement of all live swine and swine products from Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands to the U.S.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Research from the University of Georgia affirms past studies that show eating pecans can be an effective way to lower cholesterol levels. The study by the UGA College of Family and Consumer Sciences show people at risk for cardiovascular disease who ate pecans over an 8-week period showed significant improvements in total cholesterol, triglycerides, and low-density lipoprotein, or LDL, the bad cholesterol. UGA professor Jamie Cooper, one of the study's authors, said some people actually went from having high cholesterol at the start of the study to no longer being in that category after. Dr. Ella Haddad of Loma Linda University led a study a decade ago that found that subjects who supplemented their diets with pecans doubled vitamin E levels while reducing their levels of the dangerous LDL cholesterol.
The fat in pecans is mostly unsaturated, the healthy fat. So eating pecans helps lower blood lipids in general, blood cholesterol, triglycerides, blood lipids, in general.
In this recent study, UGA researchers divided 52 adults at high risk for heart disease into three groups. One group consumed about 470 calories of pecans as part of their regular daily diet. A second group substituted pecans for a similar amount of calories, and a third group ate none. At 8 weeks, fasted blood lipids of the two pecan eating groups showed similar improvements, while dangerous triglycerides were reduced in the group that added pecans in post-meal tests.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Technology companies led a broad slide in stocks on Wall Street as investors reacted to a surge in U.S. government bond yields. The benchmark index fell 2%, its worst drop since May. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell 2.8%, its worst drop since March. The main action was again in the bond market, where a swift rise in Treasury yields is forcing investors to reassess whether prices have run too high for stocks, particularly the most popular ones. The Dow was down 569 points to finish at 34,299. The NASDAQ dropped 423 to 14,546. The S&P lost 90 points to 4,352. New York oil fell 16 cents, closing at $75.29 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. Dak Prescott threw for three touchdowns in his first home game since he suffered an ankle injury on the same field almost a year ago. Trevon Diggs returned an interception 59 yards for a touchdown, and the Dallas Cowboys dominated the Philadelphia Eagles 41-21 Monday night. Prescott says his team is on their way to a successful season.
Complete from defense, offense, complimentary football, all the way around, just from halftime, just the way to continue it, the way we communicate it. That was fun. I think that showed just the brotherhood that we're creating and the culture that we're creating within this team. And that's just one, and that's just a step, and that was a big step in the building block of where we're going and what we're trying to accomplish.
The Cowboys are 2-1, the Eagles 1-2. Kansas City coach Andy Reid has been released from the hospital. He felt ill and was taken by ambulance to be treated
for dehydration following the Chiefs' 30-24 loss to the L.A. Chargers Sunday. This is SR in Sports. It was a limited baseball schedule Monday in the American League. The Cleveland Indians won their last home game before they become the Guardians, beating the Kansas City Royals 8-3. The AL Central champion Chicago White Sox held off Detroit 8-7. It was Seattle 13, Oakland 4. The Mariners are 1.5 games out of the second AL wild card. Center fielder Jared Kelenic, who scored a run in the fourth, says with 1 week remaining,
"Everyone in that locker room, we all want to go to the playoffs just as much as the fans do, if not more. You know, that's something that our minds are set on. And each and every night, we're trying to play as hard as we can. The rest will take care of itself."
In the National League, Joey Votto homered twice and drove in 4 runs as Cincinnati clobbered Pittsburgh 13-1. The Reds are 5.5 games back of idle St. Louis for the second NL wild card. Washington was a 5-4 winner over Colorado. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or always on the web at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: "I've started telling everyone about the benefits of eating dried grapes. It's all about raising awareness." Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.